These are the Daily Tech Headlines, Part 2 for October 4th, 2016. I'm Tom Merritt. These are the announcements from Google's press conference in San Francisco. The 5-inch Pixel and 5.5-inch Pixel XL OLED phones were announced. They have Google Assistant built in. Google played up the camera, saying it was the best ever, as rated by DxO Mark. Pixels come in 32 or 128 gigabytes of storage. You include USB-C, a 3.5-millimeter headphone jack, they wanted to point out, and 4 gigabytes of RAM. The phones also come with free unlimited photo and video storage with Google's Photos service and 24/7 live customer support. You can get the Pixels in quite black. That's what they call it, quite black, very silver, or really blue for a limited time. And the phones in the U.S. are exclusive to Verizon, or you can buy them unlocked from Google and use its Project Fi service. They start at $649, or $27.04 a month, and the top-of-the-line 128-gigabyte 5.5-inch Pixel XL will cost you $869, or $36.21 a month. You can begin pre-ordering today in the U.S., Australia, Canada, and the U.K. Google also announced a new virtual reality device, the Daydream View. It is a fabric headset that comes with a wireless remote. The phone that works with it right now is just the Pixel, although they say other phones will work with it in the future. Your phone connects using NFC, so it's a wireless connection. You don't have to plug anything in. They are available in slate at launch, although colors of snow and crimson should follow later. Daydream View and the controller will go on sale in November for $79. Google also announced several home devices, the flagship being Google Home, which has Google's virtual reality assistant, Google Assistant, built in. It can do things like play music, control your home's devices, and look up info on the internet. It works with SmartThings devices, Nest devices, Philips Hue, and the IFT protocol that also works with the Amazon Echo. You can get the Google Home in white, orange, blue, purple, and black. It runs $129 and includes a 6-month free trial to YouTube Red, which includes a music service. You can pre-order today in the U.S. for shipping November 4th. Google also announced wireless routers, the Google Wi-Fi, that gives you modular Wi-Fi coverage. So if you use multiples, they will hand off your connection as you move from room to room. The network assist automatically adjusts that signal for you. And an app lets you manage not only the routers, but the Wi-Fi access of the users on it. They showed a demonstration of pausing a kid's phone connection when it was time for dinner. You can pre-order Google Wi-Fi in November, and it ships early December for $129, or if you get a 3-pack, $299. Google also announced Chromecast Ultra, a new version of its video streaming dongle that plugs into your HDTV. Chromecast Ultra supports 4K video, HDR video, and Dolby Vision protocol. You can get Google Play Movies for it in 4K starting in November, and actually get Google Play Movies in 4K for anything starting in November. The interesting thing about the Chromecast Ultra isn't that it's not just wireless. There's an Ethernet port built into the power adapter in case your Wi-Fi connection can't handle those high bitrate 4K movies. It sells for $69 starting in November. And one other announcement was Google Assistant Developer Kit, the Google Assistant SDK for creating actions on Google. This opens for developers in December. It allows you to create two kinds of actions, a direct action, say, turn on the lights, or a conversation action, which is something where you would talk to the assistant like a chatbot. And this allows Assistant to also be integrated into third-party hardware. Developers can sign up today. Thanks to everybody who participates in our subreddit. You can submit stories at dailytechnewsshow.reddit.com. Of course, we'll be discussing these Google announcements and more at Daily Tech News Show. That can be found at dailytechnewsshow.com. Daily Tech Headlines takes no advertising. It's supported by you, the listeners. You can support us at patreon.com/DTNS. We'll talk to you next time.